You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Creation and God Ain't. In the beginning, said Rabbi Isaac, it was not necessary to begin the Torah except from this month is to you, which is the first commandment that the Israelites were commanded. For the main purpose of the Torah is its commandments, and although several commandments are found in Genesis, such as circumcision and the prohibition of eating the thigh sinew, they could have been included together with the other commandments. Now for what reason did he commence with, in the beginning? Because of the verse, the strength of his works he related to his people to give them the inheritance of the nations. For if the nations of the world should say to Israel, you are robbers, for you conquered by force the lands of the seven nations of Canaan, they will reply, the entire earth belongs to the Holy One, blessed be He. He created it, this we learn from the story of the creation, and gave it to whomever He deemed proper when He wished. He gave it to them, and when He wished, He took it away from them and gave it to us. Bereshit chapter 1, day 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was unformed and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Day 2. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters, which were under the firmament, from the waters, which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. Day 3. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth put forth grass, herb-yielding seed, and fruit-bearing, tree-bearing fruit after its kind, wherein is the seed thereof upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, herb-yielding seed after its kind, and tree-bearing fruit, wherein is the seed thereof after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. Day 4. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. Day 5. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let fowl fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created the great sea monsters, and every living creature that creeps, wherewith the waters swarmed, after its kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. Day 6. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after its kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that creeps upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-yielding seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is a living soul, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Bereshit, chapter 2. Day 7. And the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all his work which God in creating had made. These are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven. No shrub of the field was yet on the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was no man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Gan Eden. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward, in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became four heads. The name of the first is Pishon, that is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same is it that compassed the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Tigris, that is it which goes towards the east of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. Man in Garden Eden. And the Lord God took the man, and put him into the Garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you shall eat freely eat. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die. And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field, and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto the man to see what he would call them. And whatsoever the man would call every living creature, that was to be the name thereof. And the man gave names to all the cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his sides, and closed up the place with flesh instead thereof. And the side which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And the man said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and thus shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Thank you for listening to Creation and Gan Eden. Shalom.